down a heavily scaled body, shot forward, enveloping the victim in its irresistible embrace. In less time than it had taken the wretched toad to slide down the underground slope, there was no trace that it had ever existed. Nothing, save for the sated hiss which echoed about. Dawn filtered slowly over the quarry. Early sunlight touched the cliff-like walls with their banded layers of buff and dull red sandstone. The two magpies were still perched on the quarry rim. Griv was dozing, but Intyg had wakened with the early sun rays. He ruffled his feathers, clacking his beak irritably.
Clack! What's going on down there? How long have we got to wait? There's no sign of this monster serpent. No movement of any kind. Look at those two grass snakes. They're not moving at all. Mayhap Ballis slew them, sneaked up in the dark with his poison fangs. What do you think?
Griv was annoyed at being disturbed from her nap.
Have you never seen grass snakes playing dead before? Why don't you do as I'm doing? Just be still and watch. When something happens, it'll happen without all your grumbling. Now be still.
Inchig was about to obey his irate partner when he spied movement below. He began hopping about, spreading both wings and fanning his tail feathers.
Chaka-chaka! Something happens! See? See?
Griff stared at the scene below in horrified awe. From the tangled vegetation camouflaging the entrance hole, a head emerged, a huge, spade-shaped thing. His sightless eyes, two milky, bluish-white orbs. Ballis halted, probing the air with a forked, viperine tongue. Then with smooth rapidity, the mighty serpent slithered forth into the open. The snake was a nightmarish sight, dark brown, with the V-shape at the base of his skull, connecting to a broad zigzag pattern which ran the length of his back, bunching powerful scale coils. The reptile reared high, head moving in a lazy swaying arc. The flickering tongue explored the still morning air, ignoring the grass snakes in their twisted mock-death poses. Ballis began crossing the quarry floor with a sinuous, unhurried grace. Intyg was jigging about frantically, cawing and cackling aloud.
Ah, look at that serpent, Griv! See the size of him! How long do you think he is? He must be as thick as a great oak limb!
Griv had risen onto her talons, berating Intyg.
Fool! Shut your beak! Be silent, noisy idiot!
Ballis halted again. Rearing his monstrous head, he pointed directly at the magpies on the rim.
Wingbirds, why does Corvus send me here?
Intyg ceased his frenzied dance. He shot Griv a befuddled look.
How does he know Corvus Skur sent us?
Ballis provided the answer.
Who but the raven would send carrion, worms, and a croaker to my domain?